Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and every Tuesday and Thursdays, too, we get a chance to hear from Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer, and he's on the live line with us right now. And Chad, how you doing this morning?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Yeah, I love this time of year. You get into February, and you can see things changing. Weather changes a little bit, and spring's around the corner, and tax season is here. All those things.
I know. It can be a little frustrating for me. I get some calls from clients that are in very warm areas of the country that like to know what the temperature and weather's like up here, and then even as you move south, just some clients in the southern states from Iowa, like Missouri and Kansas, that like to let you know that it's 60 and sunny, and I look out the window and it's, you know, plenty of snow and overcast. So even though you try and stay optimistic about that it's improved, you know, here in north central Iowa, you can still get that reality check from your clients about how nice it could be if we were somewhere else. So,
you know, I've been getting a few of those kind of phone calls too here lately, and they do like to remind you that that there we don't have any snow on the ground down here.
Yeah, and not that they want to rub it in or anything, but they're always in shock when I let them know how much white stuff we still have around here. And it's been cold, no doubt, but I'm not going to complain because, you know, the number of times so far that we've had to push that stuff around has been pretty limited so far this year. So any time that I don't have to get out there and fire up the snowblower or grab a shovel, I'm generally pretty happy. So we'll live with what we got, and hopefully, like you said, things are getting better.
Yeah, that is so true. I was talking to you before going on the air just about things that are coming in the mail, and people really need to kind of pay attention to what's in the mail this time of year, whether that's in town or on the farm, just in things in preparation for the tax season.
Yeah, it seems like it comes in pretty hot and heavy this time of the year, and you know, it's one of those things where you can easily overlook it. Maybe it doesn't have anything saying important or tax information on it, but you know, you never know what's going to be in there. And especially, you know, with all the happenings on that have been going on with the IRS, with the stimulus payments and child tax credits and everything like that, you know, still want to keep reminding people that they are for the first time sending out some documentation so that you can, you know, reconcile those payments and make sure that everything matches up, because that's been probably the number one issue that the IRS has had in the last 2 years is discrepancies between those payments and what's claimed on tax returns, and definitely has been something that's held up refunds or returns being processed, kind of puts them into a different category and requires a little personal intervention by staff there at the IRS. And so, you know, anything that you can do to make sure keep that stuff accurate and reconcile it with what their computers say is going to make your life a lot easier. So, as you say, you know, just keep those things, and whether, you know, you do your returns yourself or if you use a paid professional, either way, you're going to need you utilize those documents as you process your returns for 2021.
Yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit here too, and in your office, I know you get calls. Do I need this? Do I need that? And, and working with your clients, it's sure nice to have a kind of a game plan put together. They know what to be looking for.
Yeah, and being available and being able to answer a lot of those questions and stuff for them. And, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, we communicate and let them know what we still need in order to kind of finish stuff up. But, you know, rather than, you know, get yourself in a position where somebody's waiting on you, it's always good to be organized and have that information from the start. And, you know, continuing with that kind of topic, you know, one thing that we've talked about is kind of the transition there at the IRS is they've tried to kind of update technologies and get more with the times. A big concern has been some of the fraudulent returns and, you know, hacking into whether it's the IRS's computer systems or obviously in the news you hear about all these businesses that have been compromised and maybe they get personal information or credit card numbers or whatever. And, you know, as the IRS has kind of tried to work through some of these issues, you know, with the child tax credits, we talked a year ago about, you know, the opportunity to go in there and kind of shut those off and not receive those up front. And, you know, I kind of relayed some of the experience I'd had personally and also, you know, clients that have talked to me about going in there and setting up an account and all the steps and things that you got to verify. I mean, we're used to those things as we call anybody anymore with all the privacy that's out there of, you know, maybe the last four of your Social Security number or, you know, where do you get a W-2 from or, you know, what's your street address, date of birth, all those questions that they use to kind of verify. And as, you know, times have gone on and, you know, more of that information is easily read, you know, available to some of the criminals that have compromised some of that information. You know, they've kind of had to up their game. And so, you know, through a third party, the IRS has kind of chosen to go through some additional verification steps. And one of those that's gotten a lot of press lately has been this facial recognition. And many of us are probably used to that if we have maybe an iPhone or something similar that, you know, you can open the start page there, the home screen, by using your face. You know, started out as a code and then went to the fingerprint and now using facial recognition. Well, you know, that was part of the steps that the IRS chose to implement. And, you know, I talked a little bit, I think, last week about some of those things and my concerns with, you know, having that information all with a company that had basically everything about you, including the facial recognition. And, you know, it looks like that I wasn't alone in some of those concerns that I was voicing. In fact, you know, Congress has really leaned on the IRS about this whole facial recognition issue, and now they've kind of backed away. And so they've said that they're kind of retreating that position and no longer going to utilize that, which, I mean, I think in some ways we can sit here and go, thank God, you know, we finally have maybe some piece of our body that, you know, the government isn't going to have at their fingertips. But also, you know, it is concerning in that, you know, we've kind of got ourselves into this position where, you know, there needs to be some, you know, lines drawn in the sand or some kind of things figured out on both sides as far as how far is too far and what steps are we going to go to try and make sure that the person that we're dealing with maybe even, in fact, is a person and not a computer, but also is the person that, you know, is privy to this information. And so it's kind of that first step along the way of maybe a little pushback and saying, let's hold up and kind of think this through before, you know, we make this a permanent kind of process that we're going to, you know, deal with these things and have to do.
Got to tell you, Chad, I think my favorite is the ones where they'll put 16 pictures and they'll tell you how many trees do you see with birds on the branches? And
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You probably like the commercial, too, with the robot there at the coffee shop where, you know. Yeah, I love that, too. You know, Rob Ott or whatever, you know, is what the person there at the counter is looking for. Yeah, the robot, kind of frustrated with having to prove it's not a robot. Yeah,
I laugh every time.
I know, and it's frustrating. And, you know, we all have to have a little patience in those processes because obviously it is pretty easy to kind of, you know, get enough information in order to fake, you know, somebody out as far as who you are and to kind of get into maybe somebody's account or somebody's private business. And so, you know, we continue to kind of move into these different two-factor type passwords or send you a text on, you know, some kind of code that you got to utilize in order to get in. And, you know, we all kind of get frustrated with that process. But I think, you know, more and more I try and stress to people that, you know, take those steps. Just because, you know, I've dealt with clients before that have been compromised, whether they've had to get special PINs in order to electronically file their, you know, federal income tax return or, you know, dealing with things that are on their credit reports or, you know, all kinds of different issues that come up. And obviously we've all kind of seen the horror stories of people that have been taken advantage of and had money that has been transferred to somewhere overseas that they'll never see again. And so, you know, it's important to have that security and to, you know, take those measures to protect yourself, but also, you know, again, kind of refreshing to see that maybe instead of going to the nth degree here to try and make sure and verify who you are, we need a little bit of privacy in that process and some protection for our own rights. And I think, you know, thank goodness that for once Congress kind of pushed back a little bit, and thank goodness that the IRS has kind of listened.
So as you move forward with your clients and so forth, is this a scheduling kind of thing? Are you still waiting to hear from your clients, or are you taking more people on right now? Or how's that working for you at Corporate Farmer Chat?
Yeah, more or less all of the above. You know, it's a situation where people are kind of wanting to get on the calendar and get things kind of lined up as far as date and time to have their stuff organized and be ready to get the taxes prepared. It's still kind of you know, a time where people are still getting organized and trying to figure out what they need yet and maybe who they need to lean on to get a little bit of the remaining information and still just questions, right? I mean, we have changes every year and, you know, different things to deal with, and whether that be maybe something that's, you know, kind of brought up through the organizer that we send out to our clients to kind of get their stuff pulled together and ready for their tax appointment. There's some of those things that they haven't seen in the past, and so, you know, they want to ask a few questions and understand what it's all about and how it affects them. And, you know, life changes, right? I mean, we all know that, you know, 1 year isn't completely the same as the last. And so even if there isn't changes in tax laws, there are changes in your life and your situation, and just kind of understanding that, even just before, you know, you and I got on the line together, you know, sitting down with some clients that just you know, had retired and had an equipment sale and just kind of wanted to understand completely, you know, the taxes and how the capital gains and recapture rules and everything would affect them as far as tax rates. And, you know, I assured them that I understand that it's something that everybody kind of gets confused with, and, you know, they think maybe capital gains is a separate tax, or is it on top of the regular income tax, like I'm getting taxed twice on this or something. And so just going through some examples and examples with their own numbers helps them to kind of understand how it all works and be a little bit more comfortable with the fact that they're not paying a lot more than they think they should or getting taxed on that twice. And so those are the things that I think it's important to take the time with and help them understand and be better prepared for what the answer is going to be, and also, you know, how they want to structure and do things in the future. And so, you know, I always talk about kind of the educational process and taking the time to sit down and meet with our clients in that kind of scenario. But that, I think, is a prime example of, you know, just so something that maybe not everybody's willing to do or has the experience and expertise to be able to kind of share it on their level and help them kind of understand, you know, how it all fits together.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I mean, just as a as an individual, I'm sitting back thinking, you know, to walk in and be able to see things in my view,
mm-hmm.
and have you kind of and your staff kind of put it in my perspective, boy, that would help an awful lot.
Yeah, and I know, I mean, that's something that's a frustration for me as I'm kind of working on projects or doing something. I really want to understand it and learn how things work, whether it's, you know, in dealing with my electrician or maybe somebody that's, you know, repairing something there at the house. And, you know, I want to help them along the way when they ask me, like, what's it doing or, you know, what's wrong. They want to kind of analyze and diagnose the issue. And, you know, I want to do my best to kind of give them the most information that I possibly can. But if I don't understand it or don't understand, you know, how that specific item works, it's hard for me to kind of give them the information they need. And so, you know, that's where I think that it gets shifted to the other person to kind of help them through and ask the right questions. And that's kind of the same scenario or situation that we try and do here with our clients, is help them to kind of take a little bit of a deep breath once in a while, ask them some questions, because, you know, everybody gets a little nervous and uncomfortable when they're kind of talking about things that they don't understand, but, you know, we can get through it together, and it's not as bad as, you know, what they think it might be. And so if I can settle their nerves a little bit and ask them a few questions to kind of understand the situation, then that allows me to be in a better position to be able to answer their questions and help them understand it.
Very true. Very true. And if somebody's looking to get in that position with you guys and go to work with Corporate Farmer moving forward, how can they do that, Chad?
Yeah, it's really super easy. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
And Chad will give you Super Bowl pick tips, too.
There
you
go.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think I would rather see the Bengals win it, but I think it's going to be tough to upend the home team there. You know, the Rams have been playing pretty well and playing on their own field and probably having plenty of hometown fans. That's going to be a tough task. But you just never know. These Super Bowl games are always kind of weird, especially at the start, because, you know, they've had a week off. They've gone through all the press and had, you know, all kinds of family asking for tickets, and everybody's nervous and hyped up and all that kind of stuff, and there's all the commercials and everything that have kind of start and stop the action. So, you know, you're looking for that team that settles in early and finds their kind of comfort zone. And, you know, I'm just kind of thinking that like last year with you know, Tampa being at home, that might make a little bit easier for them. They've kind of stayed in their own beds and been with their family and done all those things, and maybe the hype won't be too big for them, and they'll pull out a victory. But like I said, it'd be neat to see those Bengals. I think they're kind of the Midwest team, and you know, kind of the underdog here throughout the process to kind of win a Super Bowl.
See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with the Bengals. I mean, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow was born in Ames, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad Jimmy played at Nebraska, but he also coached at Ames High School,
mm-hmm.
and he coached at Iowa State as an assistant. So, you know, there's some Iowa ties,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's some Iowa ties too on both of the teams playing. But
yeah.
I still like the Bengals. I'm going to go mm-hmm. to Bengals.
Yeah, I hear you. That sounds like, you know, we need somebody to root for, right?
That's right. Yeah,
uh-huh.
you know, we got to have chips and salsa and cheer
uh-huh.
for somebody.
Well, that's what I was going to say when you asked me for the pick. I thought you were talking about what do I want my wife and daughter to kind of prepare for the party, you know. I don't care who wins or loses. I just want to make sure there's good food there.
You and I think a lot alike, Chad Hansen. Hey, have a great day, Corporate Farmer.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Hansen with us, everybody. He's a Corporate Farmer. This is AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.